The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams become reality.
It's another episode of DBB.
Welcome back to DBB. This is the season 7 premiere. We are finally back. This is episode number 155, and I am your host, John Russell. So, welcome back, guys. Finally, in 2023, I have something new to release, and we are working behind the scenes on some of your favorite programs and some new stuff. So, it's all been going a bit slow, and I thought you guys deserved an explanation as to what the delay has been, because I had said, probably in the last episode of this show, that you wouldn't have to wait very long for the next stuff to be released. So, but here we are, in March. Who would have thought it? Hopefully, this year, we won't have as many delays, and we'll actually get things out at a reasonable pace. It is, after all, approaching the 20th anniversary of DRE, believe it or not. Coming in at the end of August, it will be our 20-year anniversary of when I started Dream Realm Enterprises. The first release didn't come until about a year after that, but that's when we originally formed it and went into production on Doctor Who at the time. That was our first production, our first release. And our first doctor, Ron Smith, with the story The Minds of Mandor. And that was the very first thing we ever produced for DRE way back, 2003-2004. So it's hard to believe that it's been nearly 20 years. A lot has changed. A lot of people have come and gone. A lot of shows have come and gone. We produced a lot of shows over that time. I'm very proud of our output, and very happy that I've had a chance to work with some amazing people in audio and in the entertainment industry. So it's been a thrilling ride. It certainly hasn't been an easy one. We've had very bumpy road to ride this out for 20 years, and things have never quite gone the way that we wanted them to. But you know, real life tends to get in the way, and it's kind of what's been happening lately, the last few months. I had hoped after Christmas I would take, you know, just a couple weeks off and then immediately get back into things. But because of some life issues, medical issues, technical issues, et cetera, and personal issues, it's all kind of gone a lot slower than expected. And it tends to be that way from one year to the other. And I don't know why it is at the turn of each year we seem to end up getting into these situations where things get delayed. It just seems like January in particular is always a tough month for me. I don't know what it is, but life always presents challenges at around that time. So it takes about a month or two to work everything out and to be able to get back to some form of normality. And that's kind of the way it worked this year. Some years it's been worse, some years it's been easier. This year, I don't know if it's been any worse or easier than other years. Somewhere in the middle of the road, I suppose. But, we had some car issues that I was dealing with. We ended up trading in our old car because it was just too many issues to deal with, and the expense was too great. So ultimately, the thought process was, well, if we're going to spend all this money on a car, it may as well be on something a little bit newer. So that's kind of the route we decided to go. So at any rate, that I had to deal with a few medical things, not the things I normally am dealing with. It wasn't to do with my eyes, but there were other medical problems, not just myself, but other family members I've had to deal with, a lot of doctor appointments and so forth for myself and other family members. And I will apologize if there's any erroneous noises. It's a busy time of day that I've decided to record this early evening when it's rush hour out. So if you hear some traffic noise and so forth, I apologize. If you hear other erroneous noises, I've got crazy cats running around. So there's always something going on here. Still haven't got my recording situation worked out to where I can be somewhere where there's not all these noises and things. Still working on all that. So still working it all out. But we do what we can. We do what we can. And all of that stuff that I mentioned before, been dealing with that stuff. It was a tough holiday season for one reason and another. And then it was a tough New Year, and January was extremely challenging this year, and February things started to line out and fall into place with certain things, but sadly I didn't get to get back into production like I'd hoped to in February. That I was trying desperately, but for, different scheduling reasons and other reasons, I couldn't really get there. And some of it has to do with timing and scheduling and so things like that, and the other things I mentioned, but some of it was a little more personal. And I don't talk about stuff like that very much, especially on this show. I don't like to burden people with my problems, but you guys deserve an explanation, so I'll give you one. I'm not going to go into too many details, but I will do my best. And I'll take you back and tell you a story. Back when I was a teenager, I had what we called back then, a nervous condition. And I suffered from nerves very badly. And to the point where it affected me, my school life. My school life and my school work. And I was a pretty decent student, probably around average, above average in certain subjects, below average in others. If it interested me, I did really well, and if it didn't, I did less well. But then, somewhere in my early teens, I really suffered from these bouts of nerves, what these days I suppose we'd call anxiety. And it really hit me hard in those days, and depression and so forth, all that set in. And so I went through, some of it was the normal stuff that teenagers go through, and some of it was kind of above and beyond. It was really a tough period in my life. And I'm not going to bore you with details, I'm not going to go too deep in it, but that really hit me in those times. And it took me through until about my mid-20s to work through all that and get to a point where I felt pretty good about myself and wasn't suffering from the anxiety so much, and actually gained some confidence and was able to, get into, I guess, a normal life, to sort of live a normal life, or, whatever you might want to call a normal, what I call a normal life at least. So, I was terrible in social situations when I was a teenager. Terrible with people, period, and I just had these terrible bouts of anxiety, and they were just crippling. And in the past, say, 10 years or so now, that's kind of come back a bit. Not nearly as bad as when I was a teenager, but about a decade ago, it really hit me. I took a job with a big box retailer, and I'm not going to mention the name, but it was the worst job I ever had. And that really brought some of the anxiety back. And then my sister, one of my sisters passed away from breast cancer. And at the beginning of 2012 and at the end of 2012, my dad passed away. And so those things didn't help matters. And so my anxiety just grew from there. And so for quite a while after that, the anxiety came back and really affected things. I'd have to look back in time at the records, and it probably affected our releases as well at the time. But things kind of smoothed out after that from 2013 on, and it wasn't too awfully bad. But here lately, in the last year or so, it's kind of come back a little bit again. And at times it can be, you know, if you deal with anxiety, you know what I'm talking about. It can be a bit crippling at times. So I do suffer from that from time to time. Again, it's not on the scale as when I was a teenager and in my early 20s. Those were really hard times as far as that stuff was concerned, the anxiety. It really hit me back then, and I had zero confidence at the time. But my confidence has grown over the years, but it's, you know, the last couple of years or so, it's probably taken a hit again, and the anxiety's come back. COVID might have had a little something to do with it, but, or at least just the things that went on through the whole COVID and lockdowns and things like that. But I won't blame COVID specifically. That, you know, it's just kind of a byproduct. So it wasn't really to do with that, but it was, that didn't help. Let's just put it that way. Having to, you know, be careful and worry about, you know, have that to worry about on top of, you know, everyday things. It just didn't help. So, and then, you know, some deaths, there were deaths in the family, and there were good friends who passed away. Our good friends in Audios, that we had a few pass away, as you guys know. It just kind of all added to. It's just all part of the whole, you know, little bits of the whole. So it all kind of built up. And so, yeah, I've kind of been dealing with that for the last couple of months as well. The holidays were tough, and it really was one of the tougher Christmas seasons this year for one reason and another. So the anxiety came back, and it came back in force at times. So through January and February, with everything that was going on and then the anxiety hitting, it was really tough. Even when I had a moment here and there that I could have sat down and done some audio work, with the anxiety hitting me, I just couldn't. It was just crippling. Every time I would sit down, I would get that feeling. It's hard to describe. I would get that feeling that I couldn't proceed, and my mind would go blank, and it was just easier to step away and do something else than to do what I really needed to do. And just thinking about the fact that I needed to get these things done, and I needed to set deadlines, and I needed and wanted to finish things, that just made it worse. That just made the anxiety that much worse. So, and I'm still fighting with it. So I hope that helps you to understand a little bit more. Over the years, over the past decade or so, that's how it's been. There have been spurts of really getting enthusiastic with it and not having a lot of anxiety, and, you know, really creative spurts. And you see it happening. You see the releases and things like that, the work really happening. And then you'll see these dry periods. And during those dry periods, I can tell you there was a lot of anxiety there, and it was crippling, and it kept me from doing things. And it makes it tough. It makes it tough because you want to work, you want to do these things, and you want to do normal things as well. And you want to be social. You want to socialize with your friends. Sometimes, even then, the anxiety keeps you from doing things like that. And you don't want to not do things with your friends. But sometimes the anxiety is such that you just go, I just don't want to deal with anything. So you kind of climb into a little box or a little hole and bury your head and just sort of wait for the world to go away. And sometimes the world really does go away. And you know, and people just say, well, there's something wrong here, and I'm not gonna bother anymore. So they don't understand what's going on. Of course, you never know what's going on behind closed doors with some people. So, which is why I always advocate that you should be nice to people. You should be kind to them because you don't know what they're dealing with. Some people are really dealing with tough anxiety like that and depression. And I wouldn't say that I've been depressed the last couple of months. I don't think it's got that far. But the anxiety has come up and it does cripple you a little bit to the point where you do just sort of hide in your little shell. You build up a wall and you hide behind it. And so if I've been invisible for the most part on social media and so forth, except for moments, you'll understand, hopefully, that that's been part of it, that I kind of climbed into a little hole and kind of just stayed there. It was just easier to do than to do the things that, you know, I wanted or needed to do, like be social and be creative and all that. It makes it very difficult. Anxiety is the worst thing for creativity that exists, I think, because that keeps you from doing more than any other ailment, any other problem. And sometimes there are legitimate problems like, you know, technical difficulties when you have a computer issue or something. That's one thing. But sometimes it's very much an emotional and mental situation where the anxiety hits you and you just, no matter how much you want to do it, no matter how much you love to do it, it stops you in your tracks. And that's kind of some of the stuff I've been dealing with for the last couple of months. Yeah. There are other reasons, again. There have been technical issues with our car and so on and so forth, which has kept me from doing things when I felt like maybe I could have. It just seems to be like my luck. When I actually start, I have a day when I feel like, you know, maybe I can, you know, finish this script or edit this bit of sound effects. Suddenly I'll get I'll get something will come up in life and I can't do it after all. And then the next day you think, well, I'll just get on with it. And then the anxiety hits and you go, well, now today I can't do it. So I disappear into that little shell again. And there you go. So, I'm not making excuses, and you know, people who don't suffer from anxiety, sometimes they have a hard time understanding it, believing it, getting why it can be crippling. But I know there's some of you out there who know absolutely what I'm talking about. And I feel for you. I'm in your corner because we're all there. It's tough. It's really tough. And, you know, all I can do is apologize for that happening. And I grew up with a dad who, he didn't believe in all that stuff, and he would say, you know, get over it. Just get over it, take care of it, and get on with things, you know. That would be his attitude. It's all in your head, so it shouldn't be a big deal. He didn't understand how crippling it really could be, and it can be. It's not as simple as, okay, I'm going to fix this. You know, there. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's a positive thought and you can, you know, flip the switch. But for most people, most of the time, it's not that simple. And it's not always that simple for me. Some days I can get myself out of a rut by telling myself something positive or somebody else telling me something positive and caring and loving. And that's just what we need to do all the time, or at least as much as we possibly can, to the people in our lives, is be encouraging, be loving, be caring, be considerate. It's not always easy. It's really not. But when people get in a rut, sometimes it puts you in a rut, and then it puts you in a bad mood, and then you'll say something stupid, and you know, you can't be as positive as you'd like to be. I think that's the same way for everybody. So it is tough, and it has been tough for me the last couple of months to stay positive when, you know, a lot of negative things have gone on, like car problems and doctor visits and family members getting ill and just, you know, all these things that happen normally. It just all adds to the mess in your head. That's the best way I can put it. So it's not always easy to flip that switch and just tell yourself it's all right. You're always telling yourself it's all right, but you don't always feel that way. And that's the hard part. Trying to flip that switch and feel the other way, to feel good and to feel positive and to feel enthusiastic and not have that anxiety cripple you. Those are good days when that happens, but they're few and far between sometimes. So if you're going through that, I am here with you. I believe you. I understand because I go through it myself. So for all you guys out there who go through this, just know I'm in your corner. And it's a legitimate problem. And it's not something you can just get over. So no matter who might be telling you that, don't listen to that. It's not easy to get over, but you can. You can get past it. And, you know, it's a continuous fight. It's not a game that you can win and just be done with it, like some people think. It's something you will kind of struggle with most of your life, if not all of your life. But you have good days and you have bad days, and it's the good ones you have to focus on. It's the good things you have to focus on. You have to focus on the positive. So I'm sending you positive vibes. It's what I try to do on this show anyways. I try to put out as much positivity as possible. On my socials, I try to do the same thing. I put positive stuff out there all the time because I know that people like me are going through these things. So just remember, you're cared about. You're loved. I love you to death, and I appreciate you guys being here, listening to me ramble on, even about something like this. I know you're here because you want to know about shows, you know, and creativity and, you know, creative stuff. You want to know. But I'm also here sharing this kind of stuff with you now and again, and as much positivity as I can, because we're all in this together. It's not a game, but I would like to think that we're all on the same team and that we're all fighting the same fight to try and stay positive and try to do the best that we can in our lives and in our professions and in the things that we are passionate about and things that we love, like audio drama. So, yeah, if you struggle with it, I hear you. I understand. And I'm here for you, and I will do my best to be here for you. But I think the best thing I can do is just to reach out here and say you're loved, you're valuable. Somebody certainly in your circle loves you to death, whether you know it or not, and are rooting for you. And somebody right here loves you to death and is rooting for you because you're here with me. And I think we all feel it. I think when it comes to audio drama, we're kind of all in the same boat and we're all kind of cut from the same cloth, most of us. So I think we're all in it together. And I think a lot of us probably suffer from the same ailments a lot of the times. And it's tough, you know, and it looks easy for some people and it looks hard for others. And some people will complain about it all the time when really they're doing all right. And then some people won't complain at all. And, you know, they do what they can. And I try not to complain so much. I do complain too much. At home, certainly, I complain too much. And it's something that I've noticed and that has been pointed out to me. And I'm trying to take care of it. I'm trying to clean it up. I'm trying not to put out all that negative thought and those negative words. Because you can defeat yourself by saying, oh, I can't do it, or I'm stupid, or, you know, that was stupid, that choice I made, that was dumb. You know, try not to do that. Try not to do that to yourself. Just say, okay, I had a moment, and leave it at that, and then move on and try to do something better. Try to have a better thought and say, okay, it's not up to my usual standard, but I'm going to do this better next. Next time, it's going to be better. So, yeah, just keep telling yourself that. Keep feeding yourself those positive thoughts. Don't down yourself. Don't down others. Try not to get too frustrated with other people for their frustrations, because people will get frustrated with you because they see you in a rut and they don't get it. and they might say something stupid, and rather than say something stupid in return, just, you know, smile it off, laugh it off if you can. But on the inside, just go, whatever. It's you know, it's nothing but a thing. It doesn't matter. I know where I'm at. I know where I need to be, and I will work on me. And that's what you should be thinking. That's what I think. You know, that's my opinion. That's just my opinion. So you know, but just if nothing else, remember that John guy on, you know, on the internet. He said, "Be positive." Maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. He said he loves me. Maybe he does. You know, I mean, you know, even if you're someone I've never met, maybe I don't know you personally. I love you because you're in this too. You're listening to the things I produce. You might be producing similar things, or, you know, you might be producing audio dramas as well, or just a podcast, or, you know, you're a YouTuber and you talk about nothing. We're all in this together. We're all creatives. So we're in this boat together. So let's protect the lifeboat, eh? Let's work together to lift each other up, because the world ain't going to do it. You know, the world throws a lot of bad things and negative things at you constantly, and you can't pay attention to that. You just have to tell the world, forget it. Forget it. I got me. And we got each other. So I got your back. And if you got mine, we're okay. So let's keep it positive. Let's keep moving forward. And that's my intention here, is I'm going to try and stay as positive as I can this year and move forward. We got this big 20th anniversary to celebrate later in the year. And, you know, we're going to build up to that and hopefully do something reasonably special. I don't know if it's going to be huge. But we're gonna do some special things. We're gonna bring you some new shows. We're gonna bring you some new episodes of old shows. You know, we're gonna try and bring you all the things that you love, bit by bit. We're working on Robots of the Company. There's a script that I haven't finished that I need to finish and get out to my actors. I intend to do that. It's nearly finished. That's the thing. It's about a scene and a half, if that, from being done. So I just need to pull myself together long enough to finish it, you know, stay positive enough to do it, and find the good humor to do it. And hopefully it'll be fun and everybody will enjoy it and enjoy the process and enjoy the episode when it comes out. And then we've got other stuff, you know, we've got Magic Monsters and Mayhem Book 4 that we are still, believe it or not, working on behind the scenes. It has been really slow going, but we are determined to finish Book 4. You're going to get to hear it this year sometime. You know, I promise we're trying. I can't promise how soon, but I can promise that eventually you're going to hear it, and hopefully it'll be worth the wait. Hopefully it's not a mess, but hopefully it's an enjoyable wrap-up to the main story arcs and most of the character arcs, things like that. Hopefully it's a satisfying ending. So we're going to try. We're going to try our darndest, let's put it that way. So it's all written, it's all recorded, it's just a matter of getting it all edited together, and it's a big job, so we're trying. But we got that. We got Doctor Who coming later in the year, hopefully. Got all kinds of notes for what's going on in this new season. So hopefully that will translate to scripts soon and start recording things. So it's as much, you know, our DRE's Doctor Who anniversary as it is anything. And it's Doctor Who's anniversary this year. It's the 60th anniversary of the TV series. And it's the 20th anniversary of us producing our own Doctor Who. So, we'd like to do something a little bit special for that. That would be cool. So, fingers crossed, we get to do that. So, and of course, like I said, Robots of the Company. That horror anthology show we had going with the readings, that I'm gonna continue that. We've got some recorded before Christmas that I'd hope to have out in January, but it just didn't work out that way. I apologize to you guys and to those who contributed to it, who've probably been waiting and kind of looking at their watches going, How long does it take him to put this together and put out there? Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Now you know I've been dealing with a lot of crap for a couple of months now or so, and that's why things haven't gotten out there as quickly as I thought they would. So I do apologize for that. I hate to always be apologizing for that, but, you know, it's life, man. It's life. So we do what we can. But I do have a bit of a support group. There are some nice people out there who do, you know, try to keep me positive and try to keep me upbeat. Good friends, my wife, family members, you know, they try their best and they try to raise you up. And, you know, sometimes your brain responds to that and sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, I can only apologize to them for the days when it doesn't respond to those positive things. But we try, right? We try. And that's all that matters is we try. So let's keep trying, guys. Let's keep pushing. Let's look out for each other and keep the positivity going. You will be hearing some new stuff real soon. I'll do another DBB here in a week or two and tell you exactly what you'll be hearing. And, you know, before the end of the month, you're going to hear some new releases. I promise I'm going to do my best to make sure I come through for you on that. So hang in there for me, okay? I really appreciate you guys. I really love you guys. I love the fact that you hang in there. You're still supporting us. You're still patient. Even when I haven't released stuff, we've actually had, you know, on the podcast feed, people have still been downloading and listening. So the numbers tell me this, and I've been real surprised. It's just like, well, they miss us, obviously. So we've done something right, because at least the stuff that we released in the recent past is still being listened to. So thank you, guys. That means everything to me. So even when I haven't been, you know, present, I've been omnipresent in your mind somehow, because the work has still gotten to you. So thank you for thinking of us. Thank you for downloading and listening wherever it is you listen. It's all out there in different areas, Spotify, Podomatic, Google Play, all that stuff. I think it's all working. And, of course, we've got our YouTube channel. Go check that out. JPR Guy is the name of the channel. We got all kinds of stuff there, and we have exclusives that'll be coming out again. And it's all happening. It's all going to happen. So we'll just keep chugging along, right? We just keep chugging along. We keep trying. You keep trying, and I'll keep trying for you. How about that? You stay positive. You keep the love in your heart. Remember, we have love in our heart for you guys, for you listeners. For, you know, for the talent that helps us out too, you know, all our actors, readers, etc., editors, thank you guys so much for the work you guys have put in the last few years, and for the whole 20 years. I can't thank you guys enough. Sadly, I can't thank some of you at all, since you're not with us anymore, but hopefully spiritually, you know in spirit. Hopefully those guys are still with us. I kind of feel them looking over my shoulder sometimes, like my buddy Jeff Niles. He's in everything I do when it comes to audio work. His voice is still there, even though his literal voice isn't still there. His voice is in my head saying, that's a good idea. Maybe not that, you know, let's do this. Just like he always was, he's still in my head. So thank you, Jeff, wherever you are. All right. I would love to sit here and name off people that do help me on a daily basis and from time to time, but I'm not gonna do that, because I'll forget somebody. But you know who you are. Thanks for the contribution to DRE, even if it's been something small and that was, you know, 19, 20 years ago. Thank you so much. We wouldn't be here without any of you. And we certainly wouldn't be here without you guys who listen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. And I can't express how much I truly do love you guys and appreciate you tuning in. It means so much to me and to all of us who work on this stuff. So, I will leave it at that, and I will promise you that I'll record you another DBB in a week or two to catch you up on the actual work and the actual releases coming up so that we can finally get this ball rolling again and get this big 20th anniversary year kicked off right. So thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. And you know the drill. Stay tuned. And happy 2023, folks.
This program is copyright 2023, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, always warping to new dimensions.